Did you get any money?
No money, Jake. All we could get was nigger's clothes. Somebody took his watch, too. Splendid nigger. Big mistake to have come to Vienna. Not so good, Jake. Not so good.
What became of the nigger?
Went back to Cologne. Lives there. Married. Got a family. Going to write me a letter and send me the money I loaned him. He's wonderful. Nigger. Hope I gave him the right address.
You probably did.
Well, anyway, let's eat, said Bill, unless you want me to tell you some more travel stories.
Go on.
Let's eat.
We went downstairs and out onto the Boulevard Saint-Michel in the warm June evening.
Where will we go?
Want to eat on the island?
Sure.
We walked down the boulevard. At the juncture of the Rue d'Enfer Rochereau with the boulevard is a statue of two men in flowing robes.
I know who they are. Bill eyed the monument. Gentlemen who invented pharmacy. Don't try and fool me on Paris.
We went on.
Here's a taxidermist, Bill said. Want to buy anything? Nice stuffed dog?
Come on, I said, you're pie-eyed.
Pretty nice stuffed dogs, Bill said. Certainly brighten up your flat.
Come on.
Just one stuffed dog. I can take him or leave him alone, but listen, Jake, just one stuffed dog.
Come on.
Mean everything in the world to you after you bought it. Simple exchange of values. You give them money, they give you a stuffed dog.
We'll get one on the way back.
All right, have it your own way. Road to hell paved with unbought stuffed dogs. Not my fault.
We went on. How do you feel that way about dogs so sudden?
Always felt that way about dogs. Always been a great lover of stuffed animals.
We stopped and had a drink.
Certainly like to drink, Bill said. You ought to try it sometimes, Jake.
You're about 144 ahead of me.
Ought not to daunt you. Never be daunted. Secret of my success, never been daunted. Never been daunted in public.
Where were you drinking?
Stopped at the Crillon. George made me a couple of Jack Roses. George is a great man. Know the secret of his success? Never been daunted.
You'll be daunted after about three more Pernods.
Not in public. If I begin to feel daunted, I'll go off by myself. I'm like a cat that way.
When did you see Harvey Stone?
At the Crillon, Harvey was just a little daunted. Hadn't eaten for 3 days, doesn't eat anymore. Just goes off like a cat. Pretty sad.
He's all right.
Splendid. Wish he wouldn't keep going off like a cat, though. Makes me nervous.
What'll we do tonight?
Doesn't make any difference, only let's not get daunted. Suppose they got any hard-boiled eggs here? If they had hard-boiled eggs here, we wouldn't have to go all the way down to the island to eat.
Nix, I said, we're going to have a regular meal.
Just a suggestion, said Bill. Want to start now?
Come on. We started on again down the boulevard. A horse cab passed us. Bill looked at it.
You see that horse cab? Gonna have that horse cab stuffed for you for Christmas. Gonna give all my friends stuffed animals. I'm a nature writer.
A taxi passed. Someone in it waved, then banged for the driver to stop. The taxi backed up to the curb. In it was Brett.
Beautiful lady, said Bill. Going to kidnap us.
Hello, Brett said. Hello. This is Bill Gorton. Lady Ashley. Brett smiled at Bill. I say, I'm just back. Haven't bathed even. Michael comes in tonight. Good. Come on and eat with us. We'll all go to meet him. Must clean myself. Oh, rot. Come on. Must bathe. He doesn't get in till 9. Come and have a drink then before you bathe. Might do that. Now you're not talking rot.